Wow, Massacre Radio, 36 episodes. I still can't believe it. Let me get my materials together here. I think I have a guest for today. Let me have a look here. Oh, yeah. Justin and Lewis, or Lewis and Justin, however you want to put it. Okay, let me see if I can't give them a call. Huh. They don't
seem to
be answering.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Let me try this again.
Your call.
Okay, still nothing. All right, maybe Little B will answer. I don't know. Let's find out here. I got to get this show going. I got to get some stuff done after this, so hopefully he answers. Come on, come on.
Hello, Vita Vice God. Radiation from the computer is hurting my eyes. I love it. Swag.
At the tone.
Well, looks like I have no guests. I remember last time I broke this glass thing here in the studio, things went south fast. And I'm afraid to do it, but it does say on the marquee, break glass in case of no guests. So I have no other choice but to try it again. So here goes nothing. Nothing.
Are you ready?
Massacre.
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 Don't you love it?
Man, I do not know what happened there. That was quite the trip. I really hit my head. Jeez. Let me get myself together here. All my papers are strewn about. Oh, the humanity. And perfect timing. As I see that my guests are calling in now on the Massacre Radio Hotline, which you too can call at 440-941-8585. At least I think this is them. Hi, hello, who's this?
Hey, I'm here, yeah.
Look what the cat dragged in. As expected, it's Lewis and Justin. You know them from this show. They're producers. And, of course, you know them from Massacre Video. Fellas, how's it going today? Thank you for your time. What's on your mind?
I'm very good. If saying our names like that, it's very awkward. I like it.
You know, it sounded a lot better in my head, to be honest with you. I definitely should have thought about that before I said it. Okay, before we get into our victory lap here, Lewis, you sent me this video on Instagram. World record for most pine boards broken between your legs from a single jump. And I have the audio here. Let's check it out. Yeah, it's crazy. This guy's wearing a wrestling singlet with a pair of underwear over them that has a bullseye on his balls, breaking as many boards on his way down as he can. And I gotta tell you, he gets a good chunk of them too. So this got me wondering, fellas, what world record do you think you'd want to set or break? Is there anything that comes to mind when it comes to world records?
I actually can break a world record. This was a big thing when I was in college. I can break the world record for most kicks to your own head in 1 minute. I actually doubled the world record in college. It was not official because there's a whole bunch of red tape you have to get through to get into Guinness and have like an upstanding member of the community sign off on it, or two or three of them, and a bunch of other bullshit that you have to go through to Guinness World Records radar. But I exhibited my skill in kicking my own head many times.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, Justin, because I actually have a clip of that at the ready as well. Roll it!
I would love to be recognized as that guy that can kick himself the most times in the head.
Do you know if you still have the record unofficially or otherwise? I mean, what's been going on with that record since your days in college?
I know it's been going up ever since then, but I haven't seen the current number on it, but I can almost guarantee with a small amount of practice I could beat it.
Okay, but what about you, Lewis? Is there anything that comes to mind when I say world record you'd like to set or break?
When I was younger, I won a pie eating contest once. So I guess that's kind of like my only accolade. So maybe if I would have trained for that, I could have been like, you know, a world-class record-breaking champion. But I don't know if my motives have ever really been to break records or be the best. I've always kind of been good enough with sufficient.
Okay, enough pleasantries. Let's go ahead and get into it. And either of you can jump in here at any time. General thoughts on season 3.
There's nothing much I didn't like in it. You know, it was great having Steve Catani back on. I like that we're starting to kind of get some more directors in the Massacre catalog, because we had Greg Swinson and Ryan Thiessen from Hunter and Kill Her. Getting Uwe on, Mike from Running with Scissors. I think it's been a great season. We've had a lot of very interesting guests. I got to say, we had, and this was you, Dave, we had Isham on, so that was sick. I think we mixed a very good chunk of social media influencers, musicians, filmmakers. I think it all fits under the banner. And we can't forget the Dark Iron Games episode. That was pretty epic.
10 scoops, let's go!
Whatever it takes.
I think this was one of our biggest seasons. I've been waiting for Uwe to come on for a while. That's a huge one. But Frank Hennenlotter was huge. Between both of those guys, there's like 30 movies that are pretty heavy rotation around here. I think people were were surprisingly excited about Mike from Running with Scissors. That was kind of a big deal. Of course, the Isham one is the crown jewel of the collection.
Also, we can't forget about Jennifer Murphy.
Oh, of course. The trials and triumphs of Go Girl. How could I forget?
Yeah. Jennifer Murphy was one I was very excited for because I wanted to hear what her whole thing was with that. And that was probably one of the more interesting episodes we've had.
Did you guys hear that? Anyway, you know, for me, when you have a radio program such as this, choosing a favorite guest or a favorite episode is hard, you know? I'm assuming it's kind of like when you have kids. It's hard to pick your favorite one, even though everybody does. And for me, my favorite guest was, without a doubt, Zach Ward. I loved how cool and just super personable he was. He was chill. Just a great guy all around.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Ward was a big deal. I think that was one of the better ones, too, because we didn't get into the whole Christmas story shit with him that he's usually talking about. I don't think too many people talk to him about Postal or any of the things like Titus that he was in. You know, he's Titus's brother in Titus, so that's right. A huge deal.
Lewis Justin and Justin Rice are my guests today on Massacre Radio, sort of recapping and talking about the season 3 that was and all the happenings and whatnot. And Lewis, you kind of touched on it earlier about how we had social media influencers on, and there for a bit we had a nice little run of them with Dark Iron Gaines, Jennifer Murphy, and then of course New Clown Order. That lineup had a nice little ebb and flow to it, you know?
Honestly, Stu made our New Clown Order. He may be one of my favorite interviews that we've done so far. His quote, "Nothing anyone says matters at all." It's one of the best quotes I think that has been uttered on this radio show, and I stick by it 100%.
Yeah, and well, especially with him, he was a little more zen-like than what I had expected. I mean, I don't know what exactly I expected, but it certainly wasn't that.
I guess maybe you need to be portrayed that unhinged online. It's either, you know, you're a psycho or you're aware of it. And yes, you seem pretty aware of his place in the universe and just wasn't apologetic for it. And for that, you know, gotta salute the man.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Out of the interviews from season 3, which of them left you wanting more? Were there any that come to mind where you found yourself thinking, geez, we've barely even scratched the surface here?
Well, I would honestly like to hear part 3 of Steve Catani. Steve's stories are just, I mean, they're some of the more entertaining stories, his cadence, how he tells everything. He's just great. I think also, just, you know, we really got to start digging into this lore of Shipman. I have had one Shipman encounter myself.
Hold on just a minute. So you mean to tell me you've had an encounter with the Shipman, huh? Care to share what that was all about?
Yeah. So Shipman came to the office with David DeFalco, and I knew the lore of him. Needless to say, I've hung out with a lot of, you know, weird characters in my life, and it's been a thing I don't try to delve in as much as I used to when I was younger. So just knowing Shipman's reputation, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go hang out in the office across the street. So I went up to the office and crossed the street. Earlier in the day, this is an important part of this story, I was outside having a smoke break behind our office. And a homeless person unfortunately defecated next to our dumpster. And, you know, happens sometimes. We're in Los Angeles. It's just a little gross here. So fast forward, they arrive. I go out of our office up to the other office. Now we're looking at our office on the security camera of this office. And Shipman literally walked right up to the homeless man's defecation. Like the whole, you could have peed anywhere back there, and just urinated, aimed at it and just directly on it. So that was my Shipman encounter. I didn't go and interact with him at all. But
I mean, how ironic is it that the one guy they call Shipman, you see him and he's pissing on someone else's by a dumpster, no less, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know in the past when we did an episode like this, you know, I can't remember if it was the first one or the second one, but one of the things you wanted to see more of or hear more of was the bits, you know, drama, comedy, or otherwise. So out of the ones from season three, be it the promos, the imaging, and anything like that that's not an interview, were there any that really stood out to you that made you say, man, that was good? I like that.
Mafia Dinos, the number one new hit movie, where the mob rules. We need to see dinosaurs muscling Tommy guns.
That was a fun one to make, you know, and I'm sure you're not alone in wanting to see a true Mafia Dinos movie. And, you know, one of the things I tried to do this season was have promos within the episodes that pertain to the theme or the guest of the episode. For instance, the weightlifting promo in the Dark Iron Gains episode or the ninja promo from the Jennifer Murphy episode. I just thought that it was sort of a fun way to do things, and I'm definitely going to try to get back to doing more of that.
I think the Jennifer Murphy one was good. Anything that is an extrapolation of I want to be ninja, I think is definitely a very good direction to go in. One of the funniest things I've, you know, heard, I think, in years.
Yep, the dojo is very tasteful.
Yes,
you had to walk a thin line there.
And I appreciate that because my inspiration was, of course, Steve Odekirk from Kung Pao Enter the Fist. And, I mean, I thought it was tasteful. So before we get out of here, I got to ask you guys, what's next for Massacre Radio? What's the next step in evolution you see the program taking as we pass the torch from season 3 to season 4? I mean, we're getting long in the tooth here, 36 deep.
I think this season we're going to jump into the Massacre catalog a little bit, and we're going to hear from a lot of actors from some of the films that are in our catalog, some of the directors, some of the producers. I think we're going to get some behind-the-scenes looks at a lot of people's favorite low-budget films, you know, 80s and on. I'll say there might be a certain cop that's coming on the show in the future. I'll leave it at that. But yeah, I think we're going to have some very interesting people. And there's obviously a lot of people we have reached out to that we're in communication with. So there's a lot of big guests we might grab on as well, but hard to get people scheduled.
I want to see a second round with Uwe Boll because there's a lot that we didn't talk to him about. I feel like he has a whole lot to say about a lot of different things that would be interesting. He's made, you know, a ton of movies and we didn't even really scratch the surface with him. So I think that would be one of the more interesting follow-up interviews.
Luckily, Postal and Blood Rain are, you know, just the beginning of our Uwe collection. There's going to be many, many more Uwes coming down the line. There were just, I believe, 5 or 6 more 35mm elements located for some of his other films. Those are going to be in the works this year.
I think the biggest question at the top of everyone's mind in this episode is, how are you self-congratulating yourself this time around? Either of you, how are you doing it?
I'm going to make a big pot of spaghetti in a pot that I've shit in previously.
And I will be thankful that I don't hang out with the people in L.A. who shit in pots. But how will I celebrate? You know, I just keep the word going. Like, every time I'm out, I tell people about Massacre Radio. You know, we're an HD2 station. It's real good stuff. You know, it's the best in the game. Like, let's see one other show. Horror show at all. I'll take all of them on. We're calling them all out. Step up your production game or get run over. Massacre Video's coming for your ass.
And another thing I think that's also at the top of everyone's mind, especially our listeners, will we ever get a follow-up on Great Gate? What's the deal with that?
We need to investigate Great Gate.
I think there are some updates because, you know, after the Great Gate episode came out, there was a little bit of backlash at us, to say the least. From, I would say, the Don't Eat the Gum camp. We got ridiculed. They were talking about how our episode was all for jokes. And, you know, I resent that. We, I would say, did the most thorough investigating with the whole entire Great Gate situation. We were eyewitnesses on top of that. I think it's very, very suspect. I think I ended even more skeptical about all of the events at the end of the day. And I still would love to get Joel and Violet on to have them tell their side. But, you know, there's another horror convention coming up. It's Horror Hound in Cincinnati. We will have a table there. There'll be a nice man named Bob working it. It's going to be very interesting to hear what happens if, you know, if Wacky Wix is there, Joel is there, because I don't think Horror Hound is really going to ban any. I'm sure the Great Gate saga will continue.
Sorry, fellas. I thought somebody else was in here with me. It feels a little strange. Anyway, to your point, Lewis, we were the only outlet, print, TV, radio, online, or otherwise, that was even reporting on this. I mean, the only reason anyone knows about Great Gate is because of this very radio program, you know? I already have my mind occupied with trying to come up with new ideas for season 4, and I think I want to do something to capitalize on the solar eclipse. You know, Cleveland will be ground zero, so to speak, for the optimal viewing. Let's get a brainstorming session in here, guys. How can we take advantage of this from a radio standpoint? Any ideas on how we can do that with this solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th?
Well, first of all, we should have someone investigate the eclipse being the rods. I don't know if you're aware of the rods, the flying rods. They're apparently beings of the eclipse. I've seen them myself. I took pictures during the last solar eclipse, and there just happened to be some rods in it. Some people say it's just bugs flying at a high rate of speed and you're just capturing them in motion, but they certainly look like rods, and it happened only on the eclipse. I've taken a lot of pictures outside. The only ones with rods in them happen during the eclipse. You look it up, and then the rods are allegedly eclipse beings. So I'm sold. I think that get out there during the eclipse, take a lot of pictures outside, get them developed. You might find that you have some pictures of interdimensional beings that only make themselves visible in our realm during the eclipse. People don't believe in them. People say it's bullshit. They say it's straw or bugs flying. I don't think so.
Well, guys, as always, it's been fun. Thanks for your time. And, hey, I'll talk at you next week or in 2 weeks or whatever we do season 4. Thanks again, guys.
Congratulations, Dave.
Let's do it.
Massacre Radio. You know, it's so strange. I keep getting this feeling that I'm not alone in this studio. Like, someone keeps looking over my shoulder. It's the strangest thing. Hey, anyway, thanks again to my...
And haven't heard much from him since. So I think Lewis used it on the inside of his release of that.
Yeah, the cover's like a Red Talon thing coming down and ripping someone's chest open kind of thing, huh?
Yes, something like that, yeah. Like a red alien-looking thing.